I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Joe Biden used his final presidential address before the United Nations General Assembly to urge unity in the face of challenges, including conflicts in Ukraine, Gaza, and Sudan. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from New York.
Hope, unity, and service. President Joe Biden's parting message to world leaders in his final speech to the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday. But it was this line about his decision not to seek re-election that garnered the most applause from the audience, which included leaders from the body's 193 member states.
My fellow leaders, let us never forget, some things are more important than staying in power. It's your people.
Washington's strong support of Israel has tested its standing at the UN, where many members are critical of Israel's action, both in Gaza and now in Lebanon. On Tuesday, the head of the international body warned of what he called politically indefensible and morally intolerable impunity. This annual event is a chance for the world's governments to discuss shared challenges and shared visions. The big question now, from Gaza to Ukraine to Sudan, what are they going to do about it? Anita Powell, VOA News, New York.
U.S. officials say the Biden administration will send Ukraine an undisclosed number of medium-range cluster bombs and an array of rockets, artillery, and armored vehicles in a military aid package totaling about $375 million. Officials expect an announcement on Wednesday as global leaders meet at the UN General Assembly, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky uses his appearance there to shore up support and persuade the U.S. to allow his troops to use long-range weapons to strike deeper into Russia. This is VOA News. Israel's military said an airstrike on Beirut killed the commander of Hezbollah's missile and rocket force on Tuesday as cross-border attacks by both sides increased. Lebanese officials claim more than 500 people have been killed since Israel launched heavy strikes on Monday. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh reports.
Israel's military leader said the Air Force also conducted extensive strikes on Hezbollah targets, including weapons storage facilities and dozens of launchers that were aimed at Israeli territory. Hezbollah said it launched rockets on Tuesday at the Dado military base in northern Israel and attacked the Atlit naval base south of Haifa with drones. Israel's new offensive against Hezbollah has stoked fears that nearly a year of conflict between Israel and the militant Palestinian group Hamas in Gaza could destabilize the Middle East.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh. A Haitian group in a town in the U.S. state of Ohio on Tuesday filed citizen criminal charges against former President Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance. AP correspondent Haya Pandwani reports.
The leader of a national nonprofit representing Haitians has filed criminal charges against Trump and Vance over chaos and threats experienced in Springfield, Ohio, after they spread false claims about legal immigrants. Their lawyer says the Haitian Bridge Alliance filed the charges under a private citizen statute because local prosecutors haven't acted. The group seeks arrest warrants against Trump and Vance. More than 30 bomb threats were directed at state and local government buildings and schools, prompting closures, the assignment of additional law enforcement protection, and security cameras. Some of the city's Haitian residents have also said they feared for their safety. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Charges brought by private citizens are rare but not unheard of in Ohio. State law requires a hearing to take place before the affidavit can move forward. The man who authorities say staked out Donald Trump for 12 hours on his golf course in Florida and wrote of his desire to kill him was indicted on Tuesday on charges he attempted to assassinate the former U.S. president. Ryan Wesley Routh was initially charged with two federal firearms offenses. The upgraded charges reflect the Justice Department's assessment he plotted to kill the Republican nominee, aiming a rifle through bushes surrounding Trump's West Palm Beach golf course while Trump was playing golf. Routh left behind a note in which he described his intention. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.